If I made a new device rather than having the one coil, but standing up vertically with the gas inside, but I now do the three like that, what would I see? What would be the difference in doing that complex of the three versus the one? And I don't know why it came into my consciousness, but it has.
Because it is time. This is an energy that has been experimented with on the other side, and that which now takes form at physical. It is helpful for activating aspects that would be otherwise unavailable. Some of these are in the soul, some of them are in the causal body, but some of them are also in the collective consciousness. The sense of a way in which, through cooperation or interaction, something can be presented benefit for humanity. For instance, in the presence of polarity, many issues have shown up, but my moving to three, as it then is, recreated at a higher vibrational level, an aspect of consciousness within all people that can somehow hold that which is beyond polarity begins to show up. The difficult thing with this is that you cannot so easily market it as that which will provide a certain percent greater health or bring energies more powerfully into form at some physical level, something that most people would be then sensing is justification for spending the money. Because, of course, it is going to be a more complicated device. But at the same time, it presents a whole variety of possibilities that are not available with your current technology. Most importantly, it creates a bridge or an arc through higher vibrational aspects back into the physical. The initial will be a way in which this is connected from one such device to another. You build two of these. There will be an interconnection between them. You could sort of visualize this as an arc, an energy that goes way up somehow and then arcs back down into the next one. When you build three of them, however, is when the link-up really takes place at the stronger level. The farther these are separated from each other, the stronger the link appears to be. You could imagine this as three of these arcs or arches between them, and that this interconnectivity, when all three are running at the same time, does seem to create a field of energy at a higher vibrational level that allows an enhanced communication, enhanced sharing of a variety of energies, and benefit on many levels to anyone involved in various health activities. It is also possible to build a collector or a device that can receive some of this energy if it is within the triangle created by the three devices. This would appear to be a circular ring or other circular shape with a capacity then to draw a portion of this energy in. It would tend to work best when all three devices are on at the same time and could provide a sort of healing energy for the individual. This is relating to the other idea that has been coming to you lately about a pendant, but here the pendant's intent is not so much an energy that is brought into the person as to that which is their entire field, the people around them, their environment, the place where they live. And the pendant would therefore be helpful when worn or simply taken off the body and left somewhere in the house. But the absolute requirement that this be within the triangle of the three devices, even if it is a matter of many thousands of miles apart, does seem to be an area of some controversy. And yet, in all our simulations, this keeps showing up. As a result, it would make sense that when three devices of this nature are constructed, that they are located in areas that can encompass something in between them. The ideal on this, of course, is when they are situated equidistant points around the Earth, and to do this properly, you would need more than three, given the difficulty of land masses and practical location. But at least you could experiment with this, and in this way further data could be generated. With the creation of a single one of these devices, it does seem to generally enhance the collective consciousness communication, and this is probably, in most situations, a good thing, but there may be times when, as a result of a tremendous focus all at once on a particular issue, that collective consciousness can then be intensified, and those around the device, probably within 100 feet of it or so, would feel this. In reverse, this could also be present. So if you recognize that the key to assisting in Haiti in the current difficulty is not as much about money and resources as it is about a general sense of cooperation and the importance of an appropriately balanced temporary hierarchy in order to exchange information, goods, services, and help, you could present this. You could actually create it as a powerful meditative thought form by sitting near this device while visualizing the arc energy, then sharing outward into the collective consciousness of all of humanity, since right now all of humanity is united around this issue. And so it would also be likely, over time, that this collective consciousness interaction would be enhanced with a single device. In addition, anyone who had one would be linked to the other ones as well as to the collective consciousness, thus a sharing of various energies would likely take place. You see, this is a very different approach than the single devices, which are primarily focused on those in the immediate vicinity of the device. Does this answer your question?